This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's congressional delegation wants ICE to release information about an Aurora detainee's death. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow, along with Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett, sent a joint letter to the acting director of ICE this week. It calls on the agency to release a detailed death report for Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza. The Nicaraguan asylum seeker died while in ICE's facility in Aurora last year. Community groups and media organizations, including CPR News, have requested the report, but ICE has missed the legal deadline for issuing the public documents. Immigrant advocacy groups say they will sue the agency if it fails to release the report. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A Denver man has pled guilty to threatening Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Michael James Kennedy called Neguse's office multiple times last year and left voicemail messages in which he threatened to shoot the congressman over his advocacy for stricter gun laws. The messages were peppered with racist language and insinuations against Neguse, who is black. Under a plea deal, Kennedy pled guilty to retaliation against a public official, a felony, and bias-motivated crime, a misdemeanor. He also agreed to be evaluated and treated for mental health and substance use disorders. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Mandatory student loan repayments are restarting next month after a three-year pause. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is warning borrowers to watch out for scams and frauds. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.